introduction?
I'll make sure I bring a banana boat.
I only had a camera. This has us in half.
I'll make sure I bring a banana boat. My mother likes banana boats. My mother likes banana
boats. I'm smoking a mall.
My mother likes banana boats.
Motherfucker! Fuck up!
Heidi ho, how are you?
Heidi, Heidi ho.
Heidi ho, how are you?
Heidi, Heidi ho.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
What up?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello,
hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Me too.
Because then we go, hi, it won't crack.
I log
Middle
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I might have to use the bathroom before we do the introduction.
But we gotta say it's the January episode.
I know, but I...
It's a new year.
I had too much lemonade.
Whoa, but it's...
I know, well, here, you... Oh, wait, it's not on, is it?
No,
at least
on.
The mic's... What?
Yeah, oh. So this is our opening.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, it's the new episode for a new year. It's...
I really gotta go. I gotta go to the bathroom.
But it's... All right.
How's your new year going? Oh, hello, yeah. Welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
House of Cuckoos, January episode, 2013.
High five in the air to us. There you are. You got us through there, and your earphones there, and your head, and your stereo system of the House of Cuckoos radio show coming into your hollow brain that is centered for us to participate.
Take a breath. Did you wash your hands?
Of course.
You gotta start the new year out right?
Clean.
Clean is the theme for 2013.
Did you vacuum that bedroom you're staying at in here?
Yes, I vacuumed it twice because there was extra dust. I don't know, I'm kind of dusty. I don't know where all this dust is coming from.
Dry skin?
Dry skin, dry everything. My eyes are dry. I think my eyes shed.
Maybe they are the dead people that have died before.
I see
in the wind.
I see the dust of dead people.
Right.
Piles of it everywhere.
Dead people make things really dusty.
They do, you know. And so I wanted to start the new year out right here at the House of Cuckoos, and we want a clean radio show. And I don't mean like, you know, no swear words, because we'll still fucking swear. But
right.
I mean clean environment.
It is, you know, with Valentine's is coming up after this, too. So
yeah.
Love and sex is in the air.
But right now, this is January,
yes.
2013. Here, the new House of Cuckoos episode. New year, new time, new things to come. New haircuts.
New shoes, new socks.
New shoes and socks and pants.
Because
and
we had
beatings. And
we got gift certificates for Christmas, so of course
lots
we spent
of them.
It. Most of the food ones are already spent.
Gift cards.
They're always spent like the first week. Sometime.
Somebody gave me their kids. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, you take them to the restaurant and you get discounted meals.
That's why they gave me their kids.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be back in town next week, though.
Well, you know, they've been gone for a month now.
Well, that's what family does to you.
I gotta love them, I guess. But, you know. So here we are, ready to start. And while we're at it, listen to this.
What?
Your message from 440 sent January 15th at 12:35 p.m. The following message will be deleted from your mailbox.
You are the only one who called me, so who can it be?
Calling me on my phone. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone with my phone.
My phone. Only one friend called my
phone. Leave me alone on my phone. Stop calling me. Leave my phone alone. Leave my phone alone.
Only one friend calls my phone. Leave me alone. On my phone. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Leave my phone alone.
Leave my phone alone.
A good feeling. It was a delicious feeling that late Saturday afternoon. We were there lounging downtown Cleveland. We were high on hashish. We bought off
a guy named Red.
Red. He was a gentleman, and he was very antiquated in his
What my British friend's trying to say here is I'm Joe Cleveland here in Cleveland with my British friend here.
That's correct.
We don't care about his name. We call him British friend. He's
British
saying
friend.
How great it is.
Indeed, here lounging in the sheesh.
So we went out. We saw each other at this bar. We tried hitting on the same bartender chick, and she just didn't have it.
The same one that we were talking to.
Great Lakes Ale, you know, man.
We were just there drinking, and I had a...
Dude,
too many.
Dude, hold on, man. I'm going to tell you this. We've had some more of it from a dude named Red.
Where was Red this evening when we need...
What the hell, you all call Red?
Hey, Red, how are you, man?
Look at this gentleman. You are quite antiquated in appearance also, Red.
What the hell did they say?
It's like you came from the year 1807, but it is impossible.
No, he's dressed more like he's from 1997. Red man, what's going on?
Ooh, but this is brilliant. His haircut is like it sits like a rocket ship.
Man, make this quick. I gotta get the hell out of here, man.
We're looking to have our lives forfeit for a moment on this bench. Do you have anything that we can delight our reflectories upon?
How much, Red?
$6.
Oh, that I'll take $7. You have $7. I'm taking the red eye home next week, and I need...
All right, here, just take it. All right, here, British guy, put it in his hand.
Beautiful. Your funny American money is
there.
Gorgeous.
You got the stuff in your hand, right?
Here it is. Here.
All right, we'll pay him. All right, come on, let's run, British.
Hey, man, what you doing, man?
You'll never find us now. I'm going back to
Britain. I'd like to see you with your British jacket, motherfucker.
And we just hurry up over here. We just stole this hash, man. We're gonna run over. Dude. We just did it, man. We did it. Woo, stand over here by the hotel. Quick, no one will see.
Mr. Joe Cleveland, thank you very much for a nice time in this America.
Motherfucker.
Oh, damn you.
Whoa, we got him. Whoa. Hey, it was all his idea.
Did you see what he done to that young man? Did you see where he put that pierogi in that young man? I don't know if that's legal in this state, but he got away with it. I swear to God, I could do nothing now but eat fast food phony Mexican.
It's all he does now. He's so traumatized from that drive-by pierogi that blasted his wife.
I don't know what would happen.
Her ghost and his blood pulled over.
Dearest.
He runs through the cornfield, does a big ball about it.
Don't you dare.
Don't you want to be afraid to? You're in cornfield now.
No,
find the ghost
the
of his wife.
No.
And let you smell the blood.
You want to smell the bottom of my foot?
Kids 12 and under are free, so bring along everybody. No pets, please.
I'm burning and he's hurt. I'm hurt. Hey, you did. He's burning and I'm hurt.
Yeah, Depardieu, it's hurt.
I'll be hurt for you.
Drunk.
Drunk French hurt. Bernie, how are you?
Fucking hilarious.
Fucking hilarious.
Fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
Fucking hilarious. I am the Vulcan hilarious.
Glad to meet you.
Yes. It would be funny if Justin Bieber was smoking something funny.
If he actually was smoking.
And he became like the Beatles, like he suddenly turned all psychedelic and rock. Can you imagine that? He started with this pop.
And all of a sudden he gets stoned. And,
yeah.
And I was just doing that for like, you know, money.
It'd be great if it's Bob Dylan that got him stoned.
No, yeah, it would be.
The same guy that got the Beatles.
Here. Yeah, now I want to do this, like, you know, this great rock and roll.
Justin Bieber?
Band. Justin Bieber does art rock and roll. Ever since that first joint with Bob Dylan, like, he came to me like he did the Beatles and said, hey, man.
Or they could be a new history and make it like Willie Nelson or something.
Willie Nelson, yeah, well, yeah, he's the same age as Bob Dylan, maybe.
Yeah, but Bob Dylan's probably all reformed
somebody,
now.
Tommy Chong, somebody.
Somebody who's still alive.
No,
around.
Willie Nelson's not reformed. No,
no, Bob Dylan.
Oh, Bob Dylan? I don't know.
I think he's
I don't know.
But I didn't do nothing.
Justin Bieber fell heavy in the marijuana.
You sin.
That would be great.
Yeah, and became super, well, cool, I guess. I don't know whether or not you see it as
they
being
did Sergeant
cool.
Pepper. I'm going to do Colonel Salt.
Yeah, Justin Bieber is Colonel Salt.
And his archival footage team.
Cuckoo to you. That would be great.
It would be weird, man. It would be classic to see that happen.
We were there to watch Justin Bieber change from a shitty child pop star to a...
But a mega pop star.
Art rock star.
He was a big pop star. I mean, at the Beatles level, too, so that consistency would be awesome. But I'm a positive model. Then he has a long hair and beard.
Yeah, and he's strung out on heroin.
Dating a Japanese girl.
Bathroom. Gets into heroin. Bad.
Okay, Chinese girl, then.
37. They find him dead in the bathroom.
Dead and bloated!
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
That's how he's gonna go?
37.
Well, hopefully he'll make those cool indie rock albums, then, like we said.
Heroin addict.
Heroin.
I'm a man alone tonight.
New Justin Bieber song, released in 2032.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him during his Spiders from Venus era.
Cockroaches from Venus.
Yeah, flies from Venus.
Yeah, something opposite.
Yeah.
You know, instead of Sergeant Pepper, hence I said Colonel Salt.
Fantastic.
That would be more
in the sour cream. In the sour.
This is the Science Fair in 1935. Science Fair. This man traveled all the way from Australia to show us great scientific examinations and finds.
Yeah, mate, yeah. I got this, like, kangaroo, right? And he's sitting here. He's, look, he's a little Joey. He's a tiny little thing. He's got a pouch. Look what I do, right? All new Joey wallet, right? You can put all your credit cards and cash into this motherfucker right here. It's a credit card wallet, Joey.
A credit card wallet, look, Joey.
Yeah, don't mind his feet. They might be tied together and his hands, and he's got a little bit of a snuff collar on his mouth, but he's still a wallet. You just put your credit cards in that shit and boom, you got yourself credit card Joey.
So you mean I attach a kangaroo to my body and have it carry around my personal
life? That's right, here with this super flexible rope, you can just grab this kangaroo. Look, I'll show you how. Look, lift up your arms. Lift up your arms. Alright, now I grab this rope, right?
All right.
I tie it around. Never mind, it's gonna keep going around you.
Right.
Around you a couple times. Alright, now I'm just gonna tighten it. Here on the back.
Right.
And now you got yourself a credit card gel. Simple as that.
It's kind of heavy. Why is it hitting my... it's hitting my head.
I understand what you're saying. What you're really asking is, how much does it cost? And I'm going to tell you, this little Joey credit card can be yours for the low price of
$29.99.
Okay, all right. So it's a little scratchy, and it's not foolproof. It's not the overall finished design yet, but it's getting there, mate. It's getting there. So just
it won't give me my credit card
now,
back.
Look, you got a Joey scratch on your back.
It's unique, and it is new.
That's right. Now you see my selling. Now you
but
see.
But I need my credit card, and it won't give it.
Well, that's the thing. You got to train the Joey. You got to train the Joey to retrieve your credit card out of its pouch with its own mouth. That's all it takes, mate. All it takes.
Does it speak English or just strictly Australian?
Strictly Australian.
Okay.
It has transcendent moments, mate. You can't even begin to understand the importance of this product out to the public. It is a credit card, Joey. Ladies and gentlemen, you need this thing.
I guess this would make a great gift, but it's kind of uncomfortable.
I'll tell you what. Okay, we gave you... The problem here, I see it. We gave you a dysfunctional Joey credit card. Okay, let me just take this thing and I'll go grab you another one.
Wait a minute! My wallet was in the kangaroo! I think he took off with my wallet and my credit card, so I'm gonna have to, I think I gotta get hold of the police. This is the Science Fair in 1935. Science Fair.
And thanks to Mick Oz for his performance in that wonderful House of Cuckoo skit.
How old were you, really, when you were that old?
About that
age?
About 12, yeah.
That's a good age. When I was that age, I realized how old I was. And it was a requirement that I stood in line at Bureau to let them know that I was the age I thought I was when I was of a different age. But I am now that age. But I wasn't that age when I was this age. And I realized that was an age ago.
cut is titled Rent Is Due by the amazingly talented Kachina. This artist, DJ, model, and makeup connoisseur resides in the marvelous world we call Cleveland, Ohio. You can see her perform around the region and at a club near you. And we're going to tell you where you can hear more of Kachina's fantastic cuts. Check out the tracks on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com, DJ Kachina. That's DJ K-A-C-H-I-N-A. And be a fan on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OX8KACHINA8XO. That's Kachina surrounded by cool hugs and kisses in her Facebook address. And be sure to check out spiritswag.tumblr.com. SPIRITSWWAG. Kachina rocking a party here on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Yeah, oh yeah, look at them run with the ball. I like watching people run around with the ball.
I'm getting more chips.
I want a beer. He's all got right. The ball.
Good game.
Wow.
It's almost over.
With his ball.
First 5 minutes of the first 4 hours are done. Commercial.
Boring. Ball. And football. And football.
Next week's football and baseball and
football.
Now back to the game.
Look at that, he's got a ball. He's running over lines, holding a ball. He made it into a rectangle, holding a ball. Wow. They just gave him some points for running with a ball. Getting more dip.
I don't know. There's just something about a bunch of grown men playing with the ball that just doesn't tickle my fancy. No point to it. See who's the best champion for that season. Who cares? It means nothing. We don't get paid. They're the ones that get millions for running around with the ball. No, there's no jealousy there. Not jealous that they're getting paid to run around with the ball. It's just sad that this is how we created society. Pay grown-ups to run around with the ball. It's just absolutely pointless. While there's other professions out there that are beneficial to the species, we pay grown men. We pay adults to play with the ball. Millions. But it's what I guess the fans want. You want to watch people run around with the ball in their hand? Throw a ball, swing a stick at a ball? That's absurd.
You say that humans were once hunters?
Yeah. And gatherers.
And lived by their instincts. And
yeah.
That's one of the most primal instinctual
running with the ball?
Entertainment forms.
Well, yeah.
With the wheel, but also with sticks. Right, it brings them back to their moment of the, you know, the how you showcase, you know, you showboat.
Your beats of strength. And
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I understand. It's still that inner barbarian in us.
That's why it's sort of a catharsis, they say, you know, release for people to...
Not for me.
Because there's that kind of a program of people.
Maybe if...
People
if
who are in their boxes.
Maybe if it was true gladiatorial combat.
Well, yeah, it's
more,
very...
I'd find it more entertaining.
But it's still always the root.
I do watch MMA, so...
Right, and that's always more...
That's brutal.
That's beyond...
That's the thing, okay?
That's even before the stick.
Football, baseball, basketball, these are over-glamorized. Football is so rural, like, they've right. slowed the sport down.
In it's all countries.
Be, it's supposed to be, American football was supposed to be fast-paced, regardless of the pads. Supposed to be fast-paced, hard-hitting. Kill the man with the ball. And then throughout the years, you got more and more rules to protect the players. It
became entertainment.
It became entertainment and entertainment and a business, so they sought to protect their investments.
Huh?
Yes?
Yes, this is Deontay Biggs, and I've been listening to House of Cuckoos for about 15 years now, and I don't think any of y'all are funny. I hear what you say,
what?
Oh. I see what you do.
Wait,
and it ain't playing off of me in that way. So House of Cuckoos, we through. We through. That's what I'm saying to you, we through.
Ooh.
Oh, and thank you very much for that positive visual.
The?
But that plate you put it on, you ain't getting it back. Not for what you done. I hear what you do. Good day to you, House of Cuckoos. Good day. 15 years, man. And I just can't handle it. I say good day.
Dr. Antonio? Who was that guy? He just came to our door, knocked on the door, and did that. Whatever, he's alright, but, you know, he's just don't like the House of Cuckoos.
He's listened to us for 15 years, he don't like us? After 15 years, he decides.
Well, you know.
Did he just decide he didn't like us after 15 years, or he hasn't liked us in the entire 15 years, but he listens to us?
He didn't say, so.
Interesting.
Maybe.
But he's listened to us for 15 years, and now he's through.
Right.
And he don't like us, so did he like us the entirety, or not?
That wasn't Antonio, Chris. Was that his brother or something?
No, friend. Probably.
Old Tex. Lived in Alaska. Hunting bears. With 2 cubic acres. From the Palins. Northern rednecks themselves. And on a sunny day, he couldn't see the aurora borealis. So he took some mushrooms and went hunting for bears. Lo and behold, he met the magic mushroom, colorful bear. In the Alaska wilderness, no tour guide, nothing but a rifle, an orange jacket, suede pants, a Han Solo vest, and a half-cut hairdo. It was the best he had for bear hunting. But the poor fellow hit a rock and fell off the cliff and died in the ravine. And that's the end of this story. Learn your lesson well. Thank you.
This is a big year for Asswax. They got a lot of new products.
Right.
For the next 3 months, Asswax is going to bring to the consumers everything you never wanted, but you're going to buy it anyway.
It's going to be the greatest thing you ever saw that you didn't know you ever wanted.
Exactly, because you never wanted it in the first place.
And now you do.
You just have to have it.
It'll be great.
It will be great, regardless of how you felt, because you're going to feel elated, because you're consuming, you're
right.
buying, you're spending.
Right.
You are accumulating product. That's what it's all about. The acquisition and accumulation of material products.
Right. So why not do it instead?
And pointless services. We do it every day. You could do it too.
With Asswax brand products and services.
Yes. You could also sign up for an Asswax brand credit card.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. They'll sponsor. You get points back on your credit card to purchase these Asswax goods. And I think if you act now, you'll get a special signed autograph from myself, Urban Hippie Brownie Cat, and the lovely Dr. Antonio Luciferi.
That's me.
Isn't it worth signing up for a credit card?
It is. For the first 6 months, it's 0% interest. And then after that, it jumps up to 39.9% right. annual interest.
Unless you're married, then it's 88.9%.
Exactly. So you must make sure that in order to beat that...
that curve, you want to say you're single.
Exactly.
Stay single, people.
Stay single.
Because you get more Asswax perks and benefits.
Yeah, you do. You do. And if you pay it off full 6 months in advance, it is interest-free. But you have to pay off the next 6 months of purchases. I know it's hard to estimate how much you're going to spend in the next 6 months, but if you pay them 6 months in advance, you can forego the interest charges. So just think how much you're going to spend, and if you spend under what you gave them in the first place, it's all right. They'll keep it anyways,
right?
Because it's an interest-free surcharge. And if you spend over, then all they'll do is they'll send you a bill with half of the interest instead of all of it.
And then they might collect the product, but that depends. You know, we're not advertising the collections, and
no,
because we know you'll make those payments because you want to have those Asswax products.
Everybody wants an Asswax brand product, and
even if it's just Asswax itself.
Exactly. We know you got Asswax. Asswax brand banners in your house, signage.
And car tires.
We do too. We are fans of Asswax brand products and services. We are fans of the Asswax Corporation. And we know you are too. It's all right.
And we're investors, if you don't believe it. We're primary shareholders.
We are primary shareholders.
Because the product is that great. You have our name behind it, the Asswax brand product.
Asswax for your lovely times of need.
Asswax.
A gratin dish refers to a shallow oven-proof container traditionally used to prepare gratins and similar dishes. The terminology and the etymology of gratin is French language, in which the word grater, meaning to scrape or to grate, as of the scrapings of bread or cheese, as in gratin, from the transitive verb form of which the crust of the skin. Technique predates the current name, which did not appear in English until 1846.
Gratin.
That's the word you wanted. That's the word you received. I just gave you a wrong spelling there. It's E instead of an I.
Not an I instead of E.
Oh, gratin potatoes looking in your eyes.
My Asswax.
Ow!
Follow my lead.
They make fun of Italians a lot.
Because I'm Italian.
I am Italian. And Sicilian.
Gets a lot of smack.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba!
He's Italian and Sicilian? Aren't they the same thing? No.
Don't get him going.
Paternally.
But temperamentally.
My paternal side is Italian. My maternal side is Sicilian. And they met in the Lakewood!
One's got boiling blood, one's got...
Blood boiling.
Blood bubbling.
Yes, yeah, my parents met in Lakewood, Ohio. My mother was, what, 16, 17 when she met my father? Yes.
They waited until they got married in a nice Catholic church.
Better than being told you were a drunk accident. Well, we got drunk, and no, I woke up in the closet part.
And I had shoes on.
There was these other two girls
but I'm a
there.
Barefoot man. Two other girls.
I was in a three-way, and I don't know which one's your father.
The God Clock says hello. You know who you are.
Pizza Lid.
You are the best pizza lid ever. You are folded perfectly at the corners and the edges. You slide into the box with ease.
And I can take burns on my face.
You can.
Because the pizza will splash up to me here, and it hurts. But I'm a pizza box, and that's what we have to do. Oh, someone's licking my box top.
Whatever Tom Hanks does, everybody has
to. Tom Hanks!
Tom Hanks!
Tom Hanks!
Tom Hanks!
Tom Hanks!
Oh, he's driving by. Tom Hanks!
Tom Hanks!
Tom Hanks!
Where is it, Tom Hanks? I don't see no Tom Hanks.
That's the thing. People probably wonder why we post Tom Hanks always on
Tom Hanks.
Page. It's something we've been doing, what, I would say since the 90s. We would just drive around.
For 10 years.
Well, Urban would be driving, and I'd be in the passenger seat, and we would just do silly things at the stoplights and whatnot, like pencil, like even our friend Velocity Boy, like my eye, pencil, like stuck in your eye, and he's driving you to the hospital.
And we'd yell Tom Hanks.
We would yell Tom Hanks, indeed, and that's what we do.
We yell Tom Hanks at people walking in the street, but now we've matured it to people who deserve it sometimes.
Yes. If somebody looks like they deserve a Tom Hanks,
yeah, they'll get
Tom Hanks them.
And whether they're confused that it's someone famous, it's fun to do downtown.
It is, and everybody stops to look. So, let's get this going. We do it on Facebook, we do it on our own.
We're going to do it on YouTube videos next.
We do. Basically,
Nick's
what we do, we'll drive, have the window, even if it's wintertime, people are walking, we'll have the window down, and we find the right opportunity, the right people, the right area, and we yell,
Tom Hanks!
Not that he's supports or sponsors us in any sense or even knows who we are. But should he, he'll know that he is part of the House Cuckoo's folklore.
Yes.
For nothing other than the fact that we just yell his name.
Yell his name.
To
like Tom
people
Hanks.
As we pass by in cars and on the Facebook when we see him.
He may have yelled Wilson, but we yell Tom Hanks!
Unless he yells House Cuckoo's. Tom Hanks, if you are listening and you are a Cuckoo's fan, which we would hope you are.
Yell out Cuckoo's.
Yeah,
Cuckoo's!
Give us a little recording.
Send it to us.
Email it to us. At our email address, which is available at our website.
Can you glitch it to
us? Available on our website. www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. Go ahead, Mr. Hanks.
Tom Hanks!
Cuckoo us.
I can tell you everything I had to do in life.
Exactly.
Why don't you just keep playing on the stage?
Down, Bob. Down, Bob.
I never played in my life, and I still am no good.
Down, Bob.
Just play.
Down, let him know.
You know that Green Day song?
Let him know, Bob.
It's open mic, Bob. Stop.
I want that Green Day song.
Come on, Bob.
It's a time of my life.
No. Furry bagel. Furry bag.
You only got 15 minutes on stage, man.
Come on, buddy.
You already wasted 5. Play something.
Calm down, man. You play.
Where'd you get him at?
It's open mic.
Who's Mike?
Nick Oz live in the Cuckoo Studio.
Radio show.
I'm not a mannequin.
I'm Anakin.
I'm not a mannequin, I'm Anakin. That could have been the actor's little quote there for him.
Yeah, I'm not a mannequin.
What's his name?
I'm Anakin. Oh, Christian Haydenson. Yeah. Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen, right?
Yes, Christian Haydenson, I think, is a porn star.
Yeah, Christian Haydenson's got a small cock, but he gets the best roles. Hottest girls. He's got a 3-inch killer.
That's a sausage link.
Chicken apple sausage.
He's got a chicken apple sausage. Not only is the man hung like a sausage, a chicken apple sausage.
Chicken apple sausage.
You know it's...
It's a Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean sausage.
Jimmy Dean. Yeah, you know, it's like one of them little, like, 3-inch...
flat ones.
Like, breakfast sausages. And then, like, you know, the tip of it's like...
Pac-Man pellet.
No, it's like a fucking a pomegranate. A pomegranate on the end of a breakfast sausage link.
Is it from another world or something?
Or they call them wrecking ball.
Well, hopefully the girls don't get salmonella.
Christian Haydenson? They call him Wrecking Ball.
Because of his 3-inch sausage patty?
With a head like a pomegranate.
So he is really from another planet.
It's clobbering time. No, he came walking out of the janitor's closet about 5 years back.
So what happened to him after that?
Just poured.
Through our closet.
That's why they call him Wrecking Ball.
Why have you? How long has he been coming into the house?
I wouldn't say he's been coming to the house as opposed to coming in the house.
Well, that's nasty.
He's a porn star. That's his innuendo. He doesn't walk in the house, he says. He comes in the house. That's his terminology. Right. His double entendre. He's trying to be funny. Just don't shake his hands.
Is he?
Touch elbows. He's an elbow toucher. Doesn't shake hands, but he'll knock elbows.
Yo, man! Knocking elbows. Lick my hands and then I slick my hair back.
Tell people that I have a pomegranate penis.
I do. I want to knock elbows. That's the cool thing to do. Everybody's knocking elbows now. I started that. I'm the one who started elbow knocking.
When'd you start that?
Started at, like, you know, 7 years ago.
How old were you?
I was as old as I was meant to be then.
Oh, you never elbowed with us.
Hey, you know, you weren't around when I was throwing the elbow.
Well, you're now, so elbow up to you.
The elbow up, brother. That's the best way to fight, too, you know. Someone standing behind you. You throw the elbow to the chest, and you go up with the back of the fist into the face, man. Works every time.
Aren't you gonna stiff neck? You've been keeping your elbows up this whole time since you've
I'm elbowing people, man.
But it's only just the three of us in here.
That's the elbow stance.
Gotcha, man, as long as you're comfortable.
You know? Yeah. My sister gives the best elbow ever. You know, I've been around some of the best elbowers. My sister.
Oh, the martial arts move. Oh, right, okay, gotcha.
That's how it's done. She showed me how to give elbow.
An elbow you give. I guess elbow grease is out of the question.
Oh, no, we don't need any of that. We're all elbows, our family.
I thought your family were all ankles.
It's my dad's side, not on my mom's side. I share my mom's side. My sister has the best of both worlds.
We're guessing that from what we've heard about you.
I love my sister. It's strictly consensual. Man, they call me Wrecking Ball for nothing.
Wrecking Ball? What? I thought you had us calling you Dog.
Oh, Bulldog? I'm going with Wrecking Ball now. Told you that before. You don't remember?
No.
Wrecking Ball, that's what you call me. Like, you know, that porn star? But, you know, I'm, like, you know, built a little bit bigger than the porn star.
Hayden Christensen?
Christian Haydenson.
Oh, right.
Wrecking Ball, the real Wrecking Ball. That's where I got the nickname. Everybody called me Wrecking Ball. Don't know why, because I'm not matched up. I'm little... You know, I make him cry, huh? Yeah, you know, I gotta go. I'm gonna pick up my sister. We're going on a date.
All right, then. Be sure to lick your hair down.
Will do.
Elbows out.
Elbows out, brother.
Watch the door. Oh, he just hit the door.
My elbow.
Funny bone.
Oh, my elbow.
Captain Oregano.
And the salad.
I'm here to make your food more good. Hop on, kids. Captain Oregano!
Bring oregano to your flavor, to your house, to your place, to your taste buds. Here are Captain Oregano brand oregano for your seasoning for all Italian needs here from Ass Wax brand products.
Captain Oregano!
I put a pillow in my sock.
Pillow foot Ted. Teddy Pillowfoot, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
It's good to hear, Pillowfoot.
I've got to walk kind of weird.
What's wrong with your foot? You gotta have a pillow.
I just need a new pillow. It's starting to go flat on one side, and I'm starting to get lopsided.
I need a new pillow foot. Good, I got old pillows in the garage I was gonna throw out to good with.
Can I put them in my sock?
You can go ahead and sure try.
Where are they?
They're right there next to the old Oldsmobile I have sitting there for the last 15 years. was supposed to be a project, but, yeah, just go grab them pillows over there, Von Yonder.
Okay. Wow, you have 8 pillows.
I got them all there for you. Take it. I got one. These two are from 1968, when I was only 10 years old. I saved them. Those three over there are from when I was a little boy, again. Get in there.
I'm trying to tuck this in my sock. This pillow's a little bit big. I've been wearing these socks for 8 days. Sorry if it's...
Well, you should be able to get a pillow in there. You know, the socks, the fabric material, elasticity's all gone.
It's in.
Sweat moisture makes it malleable.
Thanks for the pillow. Now my feet are equal again. Look, I can run around. I have soft feet again. Pillow foot Ted's back.
Do you or anyone in your family suffer from pillow foot? That's all right. We have special medication to treat pillow footed people.
I dandelion.
This is a condition, rare in most cases, that afflicts people with feet.
I'll take your donated pillows, even drool pillows.
Donate all pillows to the Pillow Foot Foundation, and our poster boy, Ted Pillowfoot, would appreciate.
With your help, we can make a difference for crooked walking people. I'm Pillowfoot Ted, Ted Pillowfoot. Thank you.
Contact your local Pillowfoot chapter.
Candle Mass!
Not yet.
When is Candle Mass?
Groundhog's Day.
Is Candle Mass?
Candle Mass, Candle Mass, yes.
Candle Mass, yeah.
The midpoint between winter and the spring.
Do we have to Google it?
No.
To find the truth?
A month and a half in between each. That's February 2nd.
The groundhog uses
the winter predictions.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes.
Not the metal band Candle Mass.
I thought that was Candle Box.
Damn me.
There's a Candle Mass metal band.
Candle Box. Is there a Candle Mass?
Influential Swedish death metal band. Doom metal band.
They should do a cover of the Nutcracker Suite.
Thank you.
That was Ramblechild performing Tomahawk. This unique musician from Spokane, Washington, brings an amazing array of mixed styles and mind-bending forms to anyone listening in. And listen in to more you can. Just visit soundcloud.com/Ramblechild. That's RAMBLECHILD. And in the social media world at www.facebook.com/Ramblechild. Hey, he's even on Twitter at twitter.com/Ramblechild. The amazing Ramblechild here on the House of Cuckoos radio show. Now let's get back to things on the go. Hey, that rhymed.
You're not.
What are you, counting crows?
Round here. Meow.
Yeah, sounds like a drowning otter cat.
Dr. Antonio, what's wrong with you? Get your hands off that Ouija board. Wake up. Wake up. Your hands are on a Ouija board. You're glowing. What happened here?
Nothing. I was just stirs in the bowl and went to sleep and woke up. That's all.
Where'd that Ouija board come from?
What Ouija board? It wasn't here when I went to sleep.
You're still touching it.
Yeah, you know, it's warm.
Take your hand off it, can you?
I don't want to take my hands off.
It's possessed you.
I don't feel inclined to take my hands off.
It's a demonic one, but not the good demonic.
What are you ranting about?
It's a positive Ouija board.
It's a positive Ouija board?
It's bringing positive light to you, and you're conflicted. Mm. Now you're talking in psychobabble.
Oh.
It's possessed you with its opposite effect.
Oh, don't worry about it. Just come over here and give me a hug. We've been friends for a long time, you and I, so it's all right. We're buddies. We're pals.
Fight it inside, Dr. Antonio Lucifer. Argue with yourself. I know you can't.
What are you talking about?
Hurry, the light's starting to overtake you.
What light? It's not. It's kind of dim in here, if you ask me.
Meanwhile, within the Ouija board, the real Dr. Antonio was trapped. Let's visit him inside this strange, strange place. The Ouija board.
The Ouija board. Everything is made like pressed wood around here. There's giant letters and numbers and weird symbols. It's kind of cold in here. Where am I?
You're in the magic Ouija board land.
The what? The what? The Ouija board land?
Welcome to where the witches walk in backward circles. Metaphorically.
I was sleeping. Is this a dream? I must be dreaming. This is just fucking out there.
The positive light has pushed you in here and it was harnessed to possess you. Now the happy you is out there.
There's a happy me?
And he's trying to give a hug to your friend.
No, that's not right.
But you are now stuck in the Ouija world. And I am the king.
Well, how do I get out of the Ouija world?
Why would you want to leave? Here's where every dark spell that you ever wanted happened. Here's where every type of energy that you ever felt.
I'm limited here to here. I can't use it out there.
Well, we got overhead lights.
I want to use it over out there.
You're going to have to fight your way back through it.
Knowing that magic is real and, you know, I want to use it out there. I don't want to be trapped and confined inside of a board game.
Well, that's pretty much your mind.
So how do I bring it out?
See that big flowing light over there?
Yeah, I see that pulsating.
Dive into it and swim up.
Swim?
S-W-I-M, swim.
Swimming.
How dare you not winking?
Well, no, I want to know how to swim.
You wanted me to help you. Go swim up that and get going.
All right, I guess that's okay. I'm going to jump in there and swim up the light.
S-W, quit saying swim. It's swim.
But you keep saying swim.
Be gone.
Never mind. Never mind.
Several nanoseconds later.
This is taking forever. Is it this elevator work? If there's an elevator in a board game, how is this possible? This is just beyond me. Look at that, towering above everything. How do they get little windows on a board game that I can see myself standing tall? It's weird. It's like I'm normal height and that's the giant's height. It's almost vertigo-inducing. Is that the right word for it? Vertigo-inducing? How do I get up there? How do I get out of the board game and back into myself? I know how. Through my urethra. I was gonna suck.
Hello, I'm your urethra.
Wow, didn't know I could communicate with my cock.
I'm not going to eat you, as you are thinking.
Well, I need to get inside this little thing.
As your urethra, things come out.
Well, when's the next evacuation? Can you tell?
Don't be a pervert.
No, not ejaculation. Evacuation.
Oh, that'll put you back down.
Well, when was the last time there was an evacuation?
Oh, before you sat down playing with the Ouija board there. Remember, you were looking at the porn online. I sure remember it as your urethra.
I'm sure you do. sure you do.
Now, you gotta listen to what you were told by the king of the Ouija board there. You met him, right?
I met the fellow. I just don't remember. All I remember he said it was something about swimming.
Swim?
He said swim.
We all know it, but we don't admit to it.
Well, I don't know these things. Nobody gave me a fucking handout.
As your urethra, I'm teaching you cordialness. Now, get up there and fight back. You're a possessor right now, and the real you has to come through there.
But so I'm the real me?
If that's what the real you wants to be, right now your hand's stuck on the Ouija board and it's taking possession of you, and your urban hippie friend is trying to fight a hug off from you. So you better get up there and argue with your positive self to find your balance. That's the way I told your testicles. That's the way I tell them all, is your urethra.
Yeah, you know.
It's cold. Bye, retracting!
Shrinkage effect. Well, at least I'm able to get up inside quicker. It's just a little weird. A little weird that I gotta enter myself. I have to enter myself through my urethra. Figure that one out. What twist of fucking fate?
You just stayed in the light and swam up it.
I had things to do. Important places to go.
Your souls have taken over you. What places to go on the Ouija board?
That's why I have to get out.
They told you to swim with the light.
Swim with the light,
be able to fight your way out.
Caroline.
What? Cheap ass wine, you tell me? Moid oil. Tastes like that moid oil. You know the moid oil?
Oh, you're the brunette girl from Greece.
Yeah, that's who I am. Bernice.
How have you been?
I've been doing things good.
You still singing in your 60s?
I am.
You ever talk to John Travolta or Olivia Newton-John?
No, they don't return my calls.
So now you on Broadway.
Olivia Newton-John Travolta?
Yes.
Olivia Newton-John Travolta.
You're the one I want. On my knees. Blowjobs or something, she says.
I've never seen the movie in its entirety. I always happen to walk into a room or...
As a child?
Happen upon the movie Grease play.
It played a tons on the cable.
Would not...
Sit through it. Yes.
Oh, gross.
I have, yeah.
Made my skin crawl.
It does a bit. The reproduction song, though, is always the...
I'm not a big fan of very few musicals I enjoy. Very few.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's an awkward
most
thing.
Most of them are...
Before 1950, for me, at least.
Most
the
of
old black and white ones. There's something nuance they had in the old days that's gone now that they just can't pull it off, so musicals don't work all the same. Or they're way overproduced in that Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Super produced.
Over singing in a rock style. They put all these unique styles in it, and then it becomes passé after a while. Jesus Christ.
But here's the irony.
Superstar.
Here's the irony of it. I'm not a big fan of musicals, but I tend to break into song in daily life.
You mean once in a while you break into song, no matter what we're sitting and talking about?
Sometimes it's a popular song on the radio. Sometimes it's a song that I made up on my own. Like this! Hey, it's time to say hello again. Then it's time to say goodbye, goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye, bye, 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 bye. Oh, I thought I was the background.
No, it's a duet.
Goodbye, my friend. It's time to paint the couch good red. It's time to leave and say goodbye tonight. Tonight! Tonight.
Tonight.
Good night.
It's a long fleece.
It's a shirt you wear.
Oh, give me a long fleece.
Here's a long fleece for you. It's a moving long fleece.
You got a short sleeve long fleece?
I got a short sleeve long fleece in two different colors. Pistachio and melon.
Which one's better?
Well, I like melon.
Pistachio, please.
All right.
Veritas.
Veritas.
Oh, go get it if it's there.
It's truth.
I thought you said there it is.
Veritas.
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 Oh, right.
Veritas.
Veritas.
There it is.
That's why the word Verizon, the phone company, it's a play on words. Horizon and Veritas.
Oh. Truth and horizon. Hence, it's a portmanteau.
I thought it meant pick your pocket. Outrageous prices that they are.
Oh, all these companies.
They're out gorgeous. These people are so stupid.
Rape you. But that's what Verizon means. It means true horizon.
Right. Just like the Nazis.
Flatty, flatty ham. Flatty, holly, holly ham.
Juan Pablo Pedro de la Mar. Su nombre es mi nombre también.
That's like, you know how there's John Jacob? I went on the internet to see
the Spanish.
There's a Spanish version of it.
Juan Pablo Pedro de la Mar. Su nombre es mi nombre también.
Wherever we may go. Actually, I gotta find out the rest in Spanish. I'll translate the rest in Spanish.
We'll learn it both.
Su nombre es mi nombre también.
Smeagol?
No, Juan Pablo Pedro de la Mar. And it's one of those infinite songs to
John Philip.
It's of unknown origins. John Jacob Jinglehammer.
Yeah.
But they believe it comes from like the 1920 vaudeville era.
Oh.
That's what they're thinking. Yeah. It was from the vaudeville era. Had to do with immigrants, like especially German immigrants coming over. It was hard to pronounce certain names, so it was like a pun on the name.
Yeah.
What they believe.
Right.
What they believe. There's no confirmation.
On John Jacob Jinglehammer.
John Jacob Jinglehammer Schmidt. Oh. His name was mine. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah, that means somebody of keys.
Yes, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
JJJ.
His name is my name too. J. Jonah Jameson. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
His name is my name too.
It's my name. What's my name?
Are you still the Wendy's manager?
Wendy's manager? I'm the Wendy's manager indeed.
You put a lot of mayonnaise on the right burgers?
All my mayonnaise is on right
burgers. Burgers. I think you said murders.
He murders people in his hamburgers.
But we will be with you momentarily. Please stand it all right.
Oh. Have you been waiting long?
How long have you been waiting?
Wait one more moment and we'll respond.
Respond we will. Right now listen to our slow men's choir.
So we can make Valentine's jokes in January.
How about when I was living back at 317? We're sitting in the kitchen, only like the little light on, and we're singing Hootie the Blowfish songs, and the one girl that lived downstairs with me was like,
"You guys sound so good."
It was just, and what, you were playing and I was singing, which one was it? It was
probably
the rain song, the tears, the slow song.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Let her cry. I forgot the words.
But we were singing it in mock.
Yeah.
And she didn't hear the mock in us. And she's like, You guys are so good. I thought you had
like
the radio on.
Team.
You sounded just like them. You sounded just like Hootie and the Blowfish. You did. You guys were fan-terrific. Flatulastic.
Then flash us.
Yeah. She was a pretty girl. Pretty girl. It was sexy. But she had one odd... Her tattoo. Her tattoo of choice. This may give it away to some of the people that know us that listen, but so what?
Well,
we're not mentioning the names.
Post it.
Tattoo of Pepe Le Pew, which is
cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Pepe Le Pew. Right on her lower abdomen above her. And I even told her, I'm like, you know, tattoo's awesome, but a tattoo of a skunk, regardless if it's a character or not, should not be nowhere near that area.
And that's where you guys kind of drifted at that point, right?
She should have had it on her boob or something. So I could... Well, no, I mean, she had no interest in me, obviously.
She's still around?
I don't know.
Me and the listeners thought that was going to go somewhere else, big time.
That would have been nice.
Freaky deaky.
Go out in the backyard and break her off something.
Backyard.
So there could have been the garage, or the backyard. Yard.
Whoa!
Looks good.
What a jolly great episode that was. Oh, ow. Quit hitting my face! Ow! I'm not the drums! Why is there a seal in the house?
I don't know how it came through.
Alright, you quit singing before it.
Was a man in through the house by the little white mouse.
Really, we gotta do this again? Okay. Why is there a seal here, Dr. Antonio?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Then why did you kiss it goodnight before you sang this cheerio?
I don't know. I don't know!
Now there's a goat in here.
The goat swing up through the moat.
There's a moat.
Around the house is a new moat I built. I built it all from hand. I built it from the left and right. Built it with my man.
The singing's talking so annoying. I can want to do it, but I am stuck in the middle. It's the only conduit. I have to tell him what I have to say to when I communicate. And I have to sing it, or to me he won't listen to it all.
No, I hear you not. No, I don't.
Gonna say goodbye, how we hate musicals, but we have to bring it at the end of the show. It's been a great time on the House of Cuckoo's Radio. I will say to you,
House of Cuckoo's Radio.
Show, good night to show. Good night, everybody.
Good night. One and all. Good night from me. Good night from you. Good night from everything.
Good night. Good night. Good night, Dr. Good night. Antonio.
Good night, urban hippie. Good night,
janitor. I've gotta go.
Good night.
Goodbye from the House Cuckoo's Radio
Bye.
Show.
Bye. And we'll see you next time here on the House of Cuckoo's
Radio Show. I'm not singing anymore. No more singing.
No more?
All right.
One more song. All right.
Goodbye, we go away. I have to go and shoot something because I sing this way.
He is a violent man sometimes he's a violent man when he for sees a pizza. Rabbit in the true rabbit with the pizza box too.
Only the real stoned listeners.
Yeah.
I know I heard something. I think I heard that's what they said. I think I heard it. Start a cult.
It's a house of cuckoo. www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. CUCKOOS. Hey.